Our country has gone through many changes in the past year, and yes, I'm aware that that is a wild understatement. The unsettled feeling which looms around us all makes us each want to act, an ambiguous call to action which we personalize and use to fight for the causes we each believe in. Art, in all of its forms, is a powerful tool to use against social injustice. The musicians of Rattle the Walls heard the call and came running. I spoke with the founder of the group ahead of their first concert.
My name is Forrest Ransberg. I'm the founder and music director at Rattle the Wall. This is a musical activism group based out of Chicago.
To talk about their formation, their goals as a collective and for our society, and how they chose art as their weapon, or, to put it more softly, their tool, in our new America. Tell me the story behind the group's foundation.
Like, I think, a lot of people, after the election, I just felt a real need to just to do something, you know, just to help take some sort of preventative action to protect, you know, my communities, the communities of those who are important to me, to really just help work towards bettering our country really in its entirety. You know, even if the Trump administration had not taken the White House, I think there was a lot of social damage kind of caused in this last campaign, you know, this presidential campaign.
Mm-hmm.
But so like a lot of musicians, like a lot of people, I was feeling that pressure. And kind of the curse of the musician is, you know, we get to do what we love, which is spectacular, right? You know, it's wonderful that we get to wake up every day and make music and bring that into the world and work with people mm-hmm. in that way. But, you know, the drawbacks of music, not many people go into music to, like, make it rich quick, you know? And if they do, they have my condolences. So, right? Because of that, a lot of musicians, we really want to give back, but maybe we don't have the monetary means to support these groups that we'd like to. And time for musicians mm-hmm. is really a tricky thing. You know, a lot of us running back and forth between 5 and 10 freelance gigs, you know, we have practice in between. It can make it a difficult schedule even time-wise. But the one thing that we do have, just in infinite quantity, is music. You know, we can always give music to these causes. So that was Rattle the Walls, you know. I just knew there were a lot of other people who felt the same way, who wanted to get involved, who wanted to do this. And, yeah, maybe we didn't have the monetary means to, or maybe we didn't have a lot of time to, you know, dedicate huge amounts of time to, you know, participating with these nonprofits personally, but we could definitely raise money for them through music, you know, and we could also take part in activism through music.
Where did the name come from?
At our first meeting, it was brought up. The name was initially Musicians for Change, was our kind of working name. And a few people brought up, oh, well, you know, that's a great name, but maybe a little dated, you know, that was kind of like the Obama administration was like, you know, for change, the candidate for change. And Devin Fanslow said, what about like rattle the walls? And it was based off of this Bob Dylan lyric. It's not an exact quote from the lyric, but everybody just loved it. You know, all of a sudden all of our faces lit up and we were like, oh my gosh, that's it.
We'll see you shake your windows and rattle your walls for the time.
Talk to me about the variety of musicians in your group.
Oh, yeah. Well, the beautiful thing about Rattle the Walls is it's kind of like, it's not an ensemble in the traditional sense, which is why we're calling it a musical activism group or a musical activism collective. It's kind of open to whoever wants to get involved. There's probably a way we can get them involved, you know? So because of that, we have musicians of different backgrounds. You know, a lot of us are professional musicians. It's what we do, you know, to make our living. But there are also people who just love music and, you know, wanted to get involved and put their music out there for these causes. So yeah, we have, you know, a lot of classical performers. We have some contemporary art music people kind of from my crowd. We do have jazz, you know, rhythm and blues. Some Broadway kind of oriented folks. We have some singer-songwriters involved. There's actually a chorus that we'll be singing on this first concert that I conduct. We even have a young high school student who really wanted to get involved and play for this cause, and I thought that was just so spectacular. You know, I think music made by young people is just some of the most inherently beautiful music in the world, you know, so.
Why was it important for you to have that variety instead of forming a more traditional ensemble?
Admittedly, some of my personal views kind of come into play here. I am very much against what I perceive as musical elitism, you know, which is unfortunately kind of it's present in different musical cultures, and that is just so not what this is about. You know, this is not about us getting up there and being like, look at me, look what I can do, you know. This is about, look at some of the beauty that we're bringing into the world to help support these spectacular causes. So, and to that end, you know, we wanted to be inclusive to the nth degree, you know, not to be too flitty about it, but we really wanted whoever came to our concerts, we wanted them to be able to personally connect with at least one thing on the program and say, you know, this was so great to discover all this music, but maybe, oh, that singer-songwriter, man, that is my type of music, or, wow, the Queen of the Night aria was just spectacular, or, man, you know, it was so great to hear everything, but I'm a big jazz head, so it was just great to, you know, hear that set.
This first concert is benefiting the ACLU. Why did you pick them to start?
The ACLU was actually decided pretty early on. I believe we had our first meeting, it was either in November or December. I want to say it was actually in late November. And it was, everyone agreed, you know, I think I might have brought it up, but this is definitely a groupthink type of organization, you know, and everybody there was like, oh, no, yeah, the ACLU is going to be real busy, you know.
Will you always support the ACLU, or will you work with other organizations in the future?
Oh, no, definitely. The idea is that we'll have a rotating roster of nonprofits and causes that we will support. At present, we have a list of about 20.
Wow.
So, yeah. I mean, and again, the causes kind of reflect the individual members sort of where their hearts lie, you know, most readily, I suppose. But next concert, the plan presently is for Southern Poverty, you know, and the causes we're benefiting range pretty drastically. You know, there are LGBTQ rights, organizations, there are women's advocacy groups, you know, there's all kinds of stuff. There are a lot of people who feel like they're under fire right now, so we got to spread the love around.
Why is art essential to our lives, especially right now?
I mean, number one, art is, it's such a tricky word, right? Because what does that mean?
Exactly, you know, that's the whole point. It's everywhere.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, well, and it's completely based on our perception. Yeah, it's inescapable. Art is an absolutely inescapable part of our lives. You know, whether it is culinary art, maybe you love cooking, you know, maybe you just have a really developed sense of aesthetics and, you know, building your home around you is so important. Visual art comes into play in that way. Music, in specific, it's such an inherently emotional art form, and at times where we have so much to work through emotionally, mentally, psychologically, I think music just plays such an important role. People use it differently, of course. You know, some people, maybe they want to listen to music that expresses the feelings that they're trying to deal with. Maybe they want to use music to alter their mood. You know, it's a spectacular tool in that way. I remember, you know, I've read so many articles that are talking about how our anxiety levels in the country are reportedly at an all-time high. People are having a hard time focusing on basic things like work and, you know, maintaining the home. You know, it's wild to think that we can be so affected by this, but, I mean, it makes sense. And music, you know, the catharsis that we can experience through music, the sort of, you know, aesthetic enjoyment we can experience is great. You know, it's an art form that brings a lot of people together. It's really good at building community. So it's necessary, for sure.
How do you believe we can use art as a tool to combat injustice?
As a tool? Absolutely. I mean, we kind of skirted on it a little before. I think the beauty of music is kind of its inherent temporality. You know, you go into a setting, we talked about, like, you know, catharsis, this idea of release and kind of experience in the moment. You go in to listen to music, and you have to be able kind of to just accept that, okay, I'm in this situation, I'm going to hear this wonderful music, it's going to float in one ear and out the other, basically, you know. It's, by its very nature, kind of an art of release. You know, you get to say, okay, I'm going in here, I'm going to let go of my need to kind of grip onto everything. Here's this art form that I can't hold, I can't possess it, I can only kind of witness it while it takes place. So I think it's a wonderful tool that way to kind of get us to relax, release. It's a wonderful tool to get us to contemplate. And it's also a spectacular tool for building community, particularly if you're willing to take part in music. You know, and kind of looping around to that fighting against musical elitism. Oh my gosh, absolutely everybody can make a noise and contribute to music, you know? you know, I don't care if it's clapping your hands at a concert or kind of like singing along when it's that time. There's nothing like that, you know, to kind of taking part in this. And that builds solidarity, it builds community, and it lets us come closer to one another. It's a really special way to connect. You know, you as a musician yourself, you know that you play with someone, you sing with someone who you really connect with. It's a special type of connection. There's nothing like that. And you get in a big group of people making music, and it's like, oh my gosh, we can do anything. You know, we can conquer the world. there's probably the closest I'll get to Weapon, right? You know, but.
How can people get involved with Rattle the Walls?
We're still in our early, you know, kind of we're in our infancy as an organization, and we will eventually get a website up and all that good jazz. Until we have one, for the wonderful Facebook users of the world, there is a Rattle the Walls Facebook page, that has all of our comings and goings, and it also has a message option. And those messages shoot straight to me. I'm the administrator of the account. And so you have a way to get in touch with me at any point if you want to get involved in any way, whether it is, you know, baking goods, handing out programs, you know, donating a couple Strauss arias, you know, joining a ukulele ensemble and convincing them to play at a concert, whatever you want to do, you know. there is some way to get involved, for sure. And with chapters starting up in different areas, and we're looking at a tour, hopefully, if not this summer, then next summer, even if people in other regions, areas want to get involved, chances are they can, or we can connect them with people who can help them get involved in their area and get involved with musical activism. We are at the Tree of Life Unitarian Universalist Congregation. It is at 5603 West Bull Valley Road, McHenry, Illinois. We are having our concert this Saturday, the 18th, at 7 p.m. And the basis of it, there's not an admission fee as such. It's a sliding scale donation, so you donate whatever you can. You know, we just hope you'd be as generous as possible to the ACLU. There'll be a table at the door for taking those donations. They can be accepted in the form of a check made out to the ACLU, cash, or a printed receipt of an online donation that you made earlier. But bring along a little bit of cash with you, because we will have a spectacular baked goods table and refreshment bar, and those will be benefiting Rattle the Walls to cover overhead and help us make more of these concerts happen.
Thanks to Forrest Ransberg and all of the musicians at Rattle the Walls. For more information, look them up on Facebook at Rattle the Walls. Thanks to WGN Radio, Hard Times Productions, the program's co-founder, Tomopuli.
I'm Rachel Woodall. You can find more artistic license on WGNradio.com. Just click on the WGN Plus tab or search artistic license. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I look forward to chatting with you guys again soon. And until then, have a great rest of your weekend. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one out.